Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about expired listings.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Sellers, I hope you're successful, and a lot of you are in this market. If you are not, let's say you've come to 90 days, 180 days on the market, and you've not gotten a buyer that was interested in what you were proposing.
Guess what? The market is voting. Every time you don't receive an offer, they're voting no to either your property because of what? Condition, pricing based on condition, or it may be such a one-of-a-kind thing that there really is nobody out there that really wants to own it. Now, I doubt that.
I also think that you've got to make sure first that everyone is aware of the property, if
that's
they know
the
it's for sale. So if you're certain that everyone knows about it, it's been represented very, very well in regards to what the offering is, and it's accurate and complete, you should be attracting the right people. If you're attracting the right people, they're saying no, as you suggest, Bob, for something else that's going on in the property. And then it may be price first, it may be condition, it may be a unique property, as you suggested.
Yes. It could be threats that are now being perceived that hadn't been perceived in the past. As an example, snow. Flat-roofed properties that are understructured, older flat-roofed properties may be being avoided a little bit at this moment in time.
So you're not going to put a pitch on your roof. It's not likely you're going to put a pitch on that roof. What you've got to do is look at that and say, okay, looks like they think there's going to be more expense to this house than another house in certain events.
Exactly.
Given that, the only alternative you have is to look at this as a discount in price so that someone is eager to see this opportunity and actually purchase it despite that objection or concern.
Exactly. And for a bunch of us, we don't really want to take on a project. We just want to buy it and own it, as opposed to buy it, rebuild it, and hope that we've got an economic unit at the end. I'm going to pay the seller a certain price, then I'm going to pay a contractor an additional price to cure the issues at hand. Add those two together, that's the total price that I paid for the property. Now, I should add also just a little bit of a discount off of that, because I was willing to take on the task of hiring the contractor, dealing with the frustration of curing the defect. So that's how most people would look at problem issues.
The challenge is that they'll put a bigger margin than you're probably willing to absorb in
exactly.
that loss.
Yep.
So you've got to take a look at being prepared in condition or modify your price to accommodate a condition you cannot change. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.